Please rise. Our coach, who art an assembly all, Bobby Knight be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy championships won, on the road as they are in Bloomington. Give us this day our daily win, and forgive us our turnovers as we capitalize on those who turn it over against us. And lead us not into the second-rate tourney, the NIT, or the depths of Gene Katie's comb-over, but deliver us to the Final Four, for thine is the man-to-man defense and disciplined offense, winning in glory and red sweaters forever and ever. Amen.
There's a man that they call the General in Indiana, USA. He leads his men in basketball. Man, I dig watching them cats play. I unplug my phone, I sit on the couch, and I watch as the Hoosiers wins them. Though I'm home all alone, watching on TV, I'm still dressed in the cream and crimson. The coach, he wears a sweater. It's the color of a juicy ripe tomato. Man, I dig that Bobby Knight. You can call me a Coach Potato.
Well, thank you, Mr. Potato.
Hey.
Of course, any knowledge of basketball I may have, I credit to the various reporters who shared their vast expertise with me. Quite frankly, any success this Indiana team has, I'll attribute to my mentor, Chuck Marlowe.
Back on the couch, the game is on, and I'm chewing on nachos with cheese. I watch the coach at courtside. He's chewing out the referees. Someday I'll go to Bloomington. Man, I'd have a great time there. And I'll take a mitt to Assembly Hall in case Bobby throws a chair. The coach, he is a genius with a brain just like Socrates and Plato. Man, I love Coach Bobby Knight. You can call me a Coach Potato.
I'm proud of our Big Ten record. If only my hair looked as good as Lou Henson's.
I painted a picture of Bobby Knight on the side of my Winnebago. Coach Potato.
Where's the men's restroom? I have to take a big Purdue.